but another award-winning specialist is Dwell Properties. Now, Dwell Properties are your gated estate specialists, and every single Tuesday, we bring you the Dwell Properties Sports Bite.
Well, it's a Tuesday morning after another long weekend in April, and of course, you know what that means. It's time for the Dwell Sports Bite, proudly brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialists. And what a weekend we had of sport. The long weekends are over and it's time to settle back into a 5-day working week. And we start off with rugby, and the Blitzbokke were crowned world champions in Los Angeles in the early hours of Monday. A dream end to the season as they beat Spain 19-5 in the final, and the Blitzbokke officially crowned world champions. South African rugby up and up, not only in the full format but in the sevens as well. Well done to our Blitzbokke. Moving on to the Investec Champions Cup, and it was certainly was a weekend of upsets. Leinster lost at home to Northampton Saints, and Stade Toulon were defeated by Bordeaux, setting up a final between Northampton and Bordeaux. Certainly an upset there, as the reigning champions were dumped out. An exit of heavyweights of the Northern Hemisphere rugby. Moving on to some golf, and on the PGA Tour, Scottie Scheffler showed his dominance again with an 8-shot victory over South African Erik van Rooyen. This also included a front 9 29 from Scotty. Can tell you one thing for sure, Scotty didn't lose as many balls as me at Sombali Lakes, that is for sure. Moving on to some football action in the Premier League, the champions of England lost 3-1 to Chelsea at Stamford Bridge, but the important thing is they are the champions of England. Manchester United's performance in the Premier League continues to be dismal as they lost 4-3 to Brentford. And the title pretenders Arsenal lost at home to Bournemouth 2-1 and are now under massive pressure from Man City to secure their second spot on the league table. Don't forget, coming up this week is the Champions League second leg semi-finals, Barcelona in action, as well as Arsenal. Be sure to catch that. On the Formula One front, the stars were out in full force in Miami for another jam-packed Formula One weekend. Oscar Piastri came from fourth on the grid to win the Miami Grand Prix ahead of his teammate Lando Norris, who again had Max Verstappen trouble in corner one. Another McLaren 1-2 in a Grand Prix, and Verstappen himself came in behind George Russell in fourth place. This extends Piastri's lead at the top of the Drivers' Championships, and it's certainly looking very good and very rosy for McLaren at the moment. And then lastly, some schoolboy rugby. Some selected results were Paul Jim beat Northwood 46-20, DHS beat Stellenberg 26-19, and Diamantfeld beat Maritzburg College 38-31. And then in one of Durban's most heated and certainly most anticipated derbies, Hilton College beat Markelaus 25-20 in a game which considerably had the most tea drank ever for a schoolboy rugby match. Well done to all the schoolboys for their results. That's it for the weekend sports wrap. There's a lot of sport coming up this week. Be sure to catch it. And of course, proudly brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialist. And we will see you next week for the Dwell Sports Bite.